That was the big thing you told me.
Correct,
that
correct.
Cow is an appreciating, a bull is a depreciating asset, a cow is an appreciating asset because they give more cows.
They give more cows. That yeah. was the theoretical yeah. thought process. जिससे yeah. लगा कि यार कभी पैसे नहीं चाहिए. गाय अपने आप multiply हो जाएंगे and फिर आपका बहुत बड़ा धंधा हो जाएगा.
The more random the experience, the more you may connect a dot that nobody can
yes,
see.
Yes, and it'll be a very unique perspective that no one would have seen.
Wanting to become a farmer, a dairy farmer?
I draw a lot of energy from the Gen Z today. We are growing braver, we are growing more experimental as a country.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of raw potential that we have and just I would just ask people to become entrepreneurs more than anything.
Superb. Take more risks, there's no downside. Welcome to Unstarted. What is unique about this show is this is about you. It is for founders, by founders. So my guest today is Chakradhar Gade, the founder of Country Delight. Hopefully many of you are customers. I will let him describe the business more, but I would say a dairy-led home, better for you, grocery.
Yes.
Groceries, but I'll let you describe it more. Chakri, as he goes by, has got a very interesting background. Many of the people when they ask questions, they talk about partly from the outside. All your backgrounds look very intimidating. Sometimes they don't even know the full background, but it feels like a very linear journey. In your case, it's even more confusing because you are a computer science engineer. You are an IM MBA, you also are a CFA, you are a hedge fund guy, you are a dairy farmer, you taught me IRR of a cow. So I think this is going to be an interesting one and I hope it will leave people less confused. That's the objective. Huh? So with that, Chakri, thank you for doing this. Welcome to Unstarted. It would be great to hear the story behind the story in your own words. Born and raised, and then we'll connect the dots. And obviously, the key is that we'll be taking a bunch of questions that have come in.
Great, great to be here, Avi. And you know, thanks a lot, for this opportunity to share my story and Country Delight story also. Like you said, you know, I come from a tier 3 city background, semi-urban background. I come from a place called Guntur in Andhra Pradesh. Did my engineering over there. Then I worked with Infosys for a couple of years in the initial part of my career. Realized that I had a huge loss of identity working in a very large organization. Felt that, you know, what I'm doing was not giving me too much personal meaning. And from there, it was, I think, 8-10 years of chasing meaning for myself more than anything to start.
I'm going to pause you there, Chakri, because normally it doesn't start this deep. You were probably 23, 24, 25. What was the family background that gave you the luxury to be thinking about meaning when you're supposed to be just getting a salary, right? So, or it was just something innate to you, because your background, a lot of people will probably be able to relate to.
Correct.
Engineering kiya, Infosys kaya, ye kiya. So, what was the...
So, I think it's... थोड़ा गिल्ट भी है इसमें. इट्स एन इंटरेस्टिंग स्टोरी ऑल्सो. माई पेरेंट्स आर डॉक्टर्स. बोथ ऑफ देम यू नो कम फ्रॉम अ वेरी नोबल प्रोफेशन. देव ऑलवेज पुट सर्विस अबव सेल्फ एज अ पर्सनल फिलोसफी. एंड व्हेन आई वॉज प्रिटी गुड एट बायोलॉजी माई सेल्फ यू नो ड्यूरिंग माई अर्ली ईयर्स. बट व्हेन आई हैड टू मेक अ चॉइस ऑन करियर, I chose to be an engineer rather than a doctor because I felt ki bahut mehnat hai. Like 15 saal padhai karna padega, itna mehnat karne ka himmat nahi tha. But somewhere there was that piece of guilt riding that, you know, I could have done something which is more noble. And I think that sort of started changing my outlook towards what I want to do and chasing something that has more personal meaning to me and some impact on society, some positive impact on society. And I think that was more of the way this whole thinking and thought process evolved. And you know, then it started leading to pehle Infosys mein when I was working, I felt ki yaar I'm not doing much for myself, or I'm not feeling any impact in what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Then did my MBA, took some keen interest in finance, where I felt that, you know, there is something you can do.
How did that happen? And by the way, it's very interesting. I think you're one of the few ones who has very early in the discussion talked about impact. So for you, meaning coming from your upbringing and watching your parents, therefore then wanting it in work, and therefore then translating into business as impact.
Correct.
Yeah.
When I took a career of finance, it was more about wanting to do something where individual contribution is higher than in a very large tech organization where your individual contribution is relatively lower.
Yeah.
And also to understand the world better. Mm. You know, when you are being in a career in finance, you get to understand businesses very top down.
Yeah.
You get to, you know, see how things work from a very top down perspective. So there was a lot of curiosity around understanding the world better, which I found that at least at that point of time, finance profession, even being an, let's say, equity analyst in the beginning of your career, you get to see something very top down and understand something, you know, from an overall perspective, which sort of got me curious about a career in finance. And again, when I started, you know, the career in finance, I got to meet so many entrepreneurs. And when I started meeting these entrepreneurs, I started feeling inspired by the impact they were able to create to themselves, their families, and the society. And that sort of made me feel that I should do something more entrepreneurial and more more larger scale, or at least the opportunity to create something at a larger scale, which then sort of nudged me towards
rest of the journey.
This case.
No, so this is actually very interesting. In fact, by the way, I was a banker at Goldman, and I was taking entrepreneurs, companies public, and that's why I decided I wanted to be an entrepreneur. You know, the interesting thing, Chakri, is many times people are asking questions, what is the right background to do this, what is this, that. And the reality is, of all the people we have spoken to have had very different backgrounds. And I think the learning is that it's really what you take away from it.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. By the way, I have told my son, go learn finance, because the kind of perspective, he wants to be an entrepreneur, but I've said, go learn finance. Go take a course on public markets, right? Because they have a course there. So just a perspective.
Yeah.
And so almost any training can be used towards entrepreneurship if you take, I guess, the best out of it.
Correct.
And finance is actually a great training.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a great training.
And it's like there's this famous speech by Steve Jobs, which talks about connecting the dots.
Yes.
No experience is, what do you say, irrelevant.
Yeah.
It's finally how you connect those things, or which you can't even predict in your life how they come together.
And to that point, the more random the experience, the more you may connect a dot that nobody can
see. Yes, and it'll be a very unique perspective that no one would have seen.
Wanting to become a farmer, a dairy farmer. So why don't we talk about what were you doing in finance? Because that is also very interesting, and then how it led to the next phase.
So again, as a financial analyst, I was with a firm where value investing was a common theme, you know, that I was exposed to. And, you know, there was a very eclectic mix of companies that I was looking at. You know, some of them were casinos, some of them were stock exchanges.
And this is sitting in New York.
This was sitting in New York, and India kept traveling between these. Yeah. And that was a time of financial crisis, so a lot was happening also. But you know, the broader mix of companies that I've always seen were businesses with very high retention, with very high repeat revenue mechanism, with very high dividend dynamics. And, you know, and again, you know, I was like a 28, 29 year old person, and, you know, bit naive. So, you know, tried to apply it to something real world to do something interesting more than anything. And, you know, found, you know, with my partner, Nitin, that, you know, Milkman is a very unique concept. And, you know, there was also a part of...
Milkman, jisko Hindi mein gwala bolte
hain. Haan, haan, haan.
Okay.
Aur kai saalon tak people used to say, ki yaar, ye doodh wala banne ka idea, you know, kaise aaya.
Yeah.
तो मेरे को भी नितिन को भी कभी समझ में नहीं आया यार इसमें कौन सी बुरी बात है, मतलब इट डजंट मीन एनीथिंग एज लॉन्ग एज इट्स अ गुड बिजनेस एंड इफ यू कैन क्रिएट समथिंग इम्पैक्टफुल एंड मीनिंगफुल इट मेक्स सेंस. एंड आई थिंक यू नो नॉट फीलिंग शाई अबाउट यू नो हाउ यू लेबल इट ऑल्सो सॉर्ट ऑफ helped a lot, you know, retrospectively speaking. But yeah, the thought
you
know, was...
There was a fascinating story. I'm going to stop you for a second and play that first question because I think it goes to the rest of your story.
My guidance proper was that how practical knowledge kaise do business ka, fir, and aur bhi cheeze kaise handle karna. Main ko khud ka, kyunki main, at the end of the day, main, खुद की कंपनी की फाउंडर रहना चाहती हूँ.
सो आई थिंक जस्ट पिक इट अप फ्रॉम देयर कि क्या एंड इट सीम्स टू मी दैट यू आर अप्लाइंग योर नॉलेज दैट यू आर गेनिंग इनटू एवरी स्टेप व्हिच इज बट लेट्स टेक दैट स्टोरी फॉरवर्ड विद दिस क्वेश्चन इन माइंड.
नो सो यू नो वही था कि यू नो जो व्हाट आई अंडरस्टूड फ्रॉम माय लाइफ एंड बिजनेस आई ट्राइड टू अप्लाई इट टू व्हाट आई थॉट वाज रेलेवेंट. रेट्रोस्पेक्टिवली मतलब थोड़ा आई थिंक गलती ये भी हुआ होगा कि बहुत ज़्यादा थियोरेटिकली अप्लाई किया है.
बट वहाँ जिसका पे जाएंगे पहले आप ये बताओ कि यू लर्न रिटेंशन यू लर्न कोहॉर्ट्स वैल्यू हाउ डिड यू अप्लाई टू बिकम अ दूध वाला लाइक हाउ डज दैट बिजनेस हाउ डू दीज लर्निंग्स प्ले आउट इन दैट बिजनेस.
तो मिल्कमैन इज अ वेरी लॉन्ग टर्म हैबिट you yes. know and as you see
and very unique to India.
Very very unique to India so and it's a very unorganized sector and an economy where you as an entrepreneur can come and do a lot of unique things to build a better customer experience and be more honest to the customers in what you are able to
and
deliver for,
and I
to
think
them.
Many in the audience may not know that in the earlier days, the milk you would have adulterated, people would mix water in it, you had to measure the...
Correct,
all
correct,
of those
correct,
things,
correct,
right?
correct.
In customer experience was broken.
Broken,
was
completely broken.
Broken
and bahut kuch pata bhi nahi tha.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, one of the biggest moment of truth for Country Delight happened, which was to pick up the phone and speak to customers every single day. To just understand what their pain points them they have and try to solve the bigger pain points gradually.
Yeah.
And as a ek pain point we started solving and over a 3 to 4 year time frame.
Yeah.
Thankfully we survived for that long bootstrap.
But initially you started and bootstrap is another question that will come up. But initially you started by buying farm and owning cows.
Yes.
Okay. So, you explained to me the IRR of a cow. Can you explain it to everybody?
So
how
again,
does the IRR of a cow work?
Again, ये थोड़ा you know theoretical naive finance mindset कह सकते हो आप.
Yeah.
The thought was कि you know the 1 crore रुपए था, 50-60 गाय लेने का plan था. फिर Excel में डाल दिया कि you know 60 cows give 10 liters of milk every day. You get 600 liters of milk. हर 6-7 महीने में यू नो द हर्ड कीप्स ग्रोइंग.
दैट वाज द बिग थिंग यू टोल्ड मी दैट काउ इज अ अप्रिशिएटिंग अ बुल इज अ डेप्रिशिएटिंग एसेट अ काउ इज एन अप्रिशिएटिंग एसेट बिकॉज़ दे गिव मोर काउ
दे गिव मोर काउस. दैट वाज द थियोरेटिकल थॉट प्रोसेस जिससे लगा कि यार कभी पैसे नहीं चाहिए गाय अपने आप मल्टीप्लाई हो जाएंगे एंड फिर आपका बहुत बड़ा धंधा हो जाएगा. एक्सेल में तो बहुत सुंदर दिख रहा था.
फिर ये कहां भरे कोई एक्सेल
गाय मल्टीप्लाई होना ही नहीं. Because you know we realized ki you know after it's a very unorganized sector.
Yeah.
You know getting cows to multiply is a very very difficult process and it's a very very unorganized sector. Ek farmer ka jo 30 saal ka experience hai wo kai guna better hai compared to an entrepreneur.
It's not deterministic input.
It is not at all deterministic. It's like dealing with humans.
Hmm.
So it is impossible for you to control that element. In India is not
multiply nahi hogi to uski khud ki productivity to
वैसे productivity वैसे ही reduce हो गई. ये भी पता नहीं था पहले जब 40 गाय खरीदा ये पता भी नहीं था कि productivity कम भी होती है. तो ये सब 3-4 महीने में सीखा. mostly जो पैसे initially लगाया पूरा गवा दिया. बट इसमें एक चीज निकली कि यू नो कस्टमर्स अप्रिशिएटेड अ गुड प्रोडक्ट एंड देयर वाज द फंडामेंटल थीसिस ऑफ अ मिल्क मैन वाज स्टिल वैलिड इफ यू आर एबल टू गिव अ कंसिस्टेंटली गुड प्रोडक्ट. अब पैसे तो खत्म हो गया पर बिजनेस तो एक लेवल पे रेवेन्यू वाइज सेट हुआ, कस्टमर फीडबैक वाइज सेट हुआ, एक जेन्युइन डिविडेंड बन रहा था काम में. देन द होल आइडिया वाज कि सप्लाई चेन सीखो, हाउ डू यू सॉल्व फॉर ईच एस्पेक्ट ऑफ द सप्लाई चेन टू बिल्ड समथिंग दैट इज सस्टेनेबल एंड स्केलेबल. इसी थॉट प्रोसेस से फिर धीरे धीरे वी स्टार्टेड वर्किंग ऑन ईच एस्पेक्ट ऑफ द सप्लाई चेन.
सो यू स्टार्टेड ऑफ एज अ ओनर ऑफ काउज एंड हर्ड.
करेक्ट.
In the process, discovered that the customer pain point is real.
Correct.
And the customer problem can be solved.
Yes.
Just not by doing this.
We didn't know whether the customer pain point can be solved or not, but we thought that was the only thing that you can try to do.
Yeah.
And fortunately, we were able to survive long enough to figure out.
So we should talk about that. I think the next question is about bootstrapping until you. Should we aggressively pursue funding or bootstrap? And you have done both.
Yeah.
So now let's take the story forward and we'll come back and answer this question. I think the answer to the first question is be in a domain where you are compounding and learning.
Yes.
Because you will discover your way.
Correct. And it will take you a long time. You should
can
be prepared.
Can take you a long time.
Yeah, it can take you a long time, especially if you're inexperienced in that field. Yeah. One thing which I have learned, you know, now which I didn't know back then is to meet as many people as possible who are in that field.
Yeah.
So that your learning curve reduces significantly.
I think that's very actionable.
You can like really change the amount of time you take to discover things.
Yeah.
But follow the first principles.
Yeah.
Like that was one very important learning which I didn't have back then.
What does follow first principles mean?
First principles means for us in the business is customer ki suno aur customer ka sabse bada problem ko solve karo. That was first principles work for us. That means ki you know jo existing industry hai wo sunte nahi hai customer ka. Isliye there is a problem for you to solve.
Interesting.
So that was first principles for us. But if we had spent more time talking to more people with experience in this field, we could have solved these problems much faster than the time we took.
So to coming back to the previous question, one of the other takeaways, like I think 2-3 takeaways. One, irrespective of the background, what the theme that we have seen in this Unstarted show is people have come from very varied backgrounds, but somehow they have channeled their background into the business they are building.
Correct.
Sounds like you did that. Second, the way to accelerate is go be outside and speak to as many people.
Correct.
Third, of course, first principles and customer comes first.
Correct, correct, correct. Absolutely.
So how did the, let's take the business journey forward. So seemed like a customer pain point and then let's go through the rest of the journey.
Correct. No, so like talking about whether to be bootstrapped or whether to go aggressively for funding is a function of, first of all, being able to survive for a reasonable amount of time frame and what resources you have to survive for that long and who is the partner who is willing to be patient enough to let you survive for that long so that their objectives and your objectives are reasonably aligned. So in our journey in Country Delight at the beginning, maybe, you know, it would have always been the same way because it was a very unfamiliar territory. There was no one who's built any business like that. And it has too many complexities for anyone to figure. So VC would have been very, very tough even in today's world.
Yeah.
But maybe someone in your friends and family and pooling capital for a couple of years so that you upgrade your learning curve to find your basics would have
Don't you worry about that your relationships would get spoiled? What if you lost their money? How do you go about that?
You have to be reasonably upfront with people ki yaar unhi se lo jinko ye paise jayega wala mindset se ready hai.
Yeah.
Because
that's actionable. Only correct. Take as much from somebody because different people have different risk reward.
Correct.
And there may be people who will be ready to lose 1x if they think there is a 10x.
Correct. Correct.
But you should be telling them that your boss this 1x might get lost.
Correct. Right? Correct.
So
correct.
Then
correct.
The relationship is
so
fine.
So then the relationship is fine because you're at least upfront and clear what to, for them to understand what to expect.
Yeah.
And they know that you're anyway giving your best. You've left everything else in your life and you're doing only this. So that's a reasonably clear way of, you know, not letting relationships come in the way of what you're doing.
Yeah.
So the idea was always to, you know, get that clarity, and it's a mixture. When you try to speak to some funds, you softly get that clarity ki, you know, like maybe unka aapka objectives aligned nahi hai, usko bahut solidly rejection ki tarah treat nahi karna chahiye. आपको सोचना चाहिए कि यार जो होना है वो होगा एंड बट द मोस्ट इम्पॉर्टेंट थिंग इज आपको इनफ टाइम चाहिए सर्वाइव करने के लिए, इनफ पैसे चाहिए उतना रनवे रखने के लिए. एंड अगर आप ऐसे फील्ड में हो जिसमें आपको कोई एक्सपीरियंस है ही नहीं जैसे हम थे, यू शुड फैक्टर इन एटलीस्ट 3 years ऑफ योर लाइफ इन टर्म्स ऑफ रनवे टू फिगर थिंग्स आउट एट अ वेरी बेसिक लेवल to get the right sense. That's if you have actual. Some experience, then maybe it will take less time.
It will be shorter,
But yes, if you are inexperienced, it will probably take 3 years.
So is it fair to say, if we were to give a one-line answer, that if you have clarity, if you have, you should pursue aggressive funding only after you have clarity on your product market fit. Jab experimentation phase hai, 2-3 saal lag sakte hain, bootstrap.
Correct.
And bootstrap from people who know the reality so that you don't.
Correct.
Don't,
correct.
Don't. And obviously they have to believe in you.
And sometimes a VC might say, yeah, I'm ready to take a 3-year wait time.
Yeah.
And they might have that luxury and it's okay then.
And by the way, just speaking from the VC side, there are different funds who play in different stages.
Correct.
There are pre-seed funds. We have DVC.
It is correct.
Meant
Absolutely.
To be one of those where you are
Absolutely.
Ready to take more risk.
Absolutely. So, absolutely. Yeah. So I think it's a function of surviving long enough to learn, to figure out where your feet are.
Yeah.
And then you can start pursuing a little more aggressive approach of capital raise.
Yeah.
So that you are also building something sustainable and long term.
So walk through just for the rest. I think it'll be the people will find it very interesting. I remember we started talking, you were 80 lakhs, 1 crore a month. Today you are 200 crores a month. Just walk through the journey.
Oh, that's a very long journey. I think it's been 8-9 years.
No, when we first started talking, maybe 6 years?
We started
in 2019.
17, 18. So, 8 years ago. But yeah, I mean, it's a very exciting journey. Firstly, you know, for us, fortunately, we had the luxury of understanding the basics for 6 whole years being bootstrapped.
Hmm.
You know, it's a lot of time in which you've eaten so many hits.
That's a very good learning.
Correct,
that
correct,
if you
correct.
Do it bootstrapped,
correct.
You probably have very, very deep learnings because you've had the time for them. If you raised funding, you may not have get
correct. And your fundamentals are far stronger for you. And you've spent a lot of your life already on it. So when you are raising capital, you know how to think of it appropriately. You are more grounded in your approach for survival. You don't take heavily uncalculated risks.
Yeah.
So you start getting, you know, good at these things very early on if you are bootstrapped for a reasonable time frame. So when we raised our initial capital, there was a very high level of clarity on what to do to grow the business 3x year on year, 4x year on year. And at least for the first 2-3 years of the journey, we were just executing.
Yeah.
Not strategizing ki, you know, ab next kya karun, ye try karun ki, wo try karun. That level of uncertainty was not there.
Yeah.
Which started showing in our numbers during the initial years, and which is why, you know, we could like, you know, find the right partners, because that clarity was at some level, I think, visible to you, and you can also share your thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely. No, for me,
on this.
Yeah, for me, this point on retention that you made, I am still today shocked and amazed at the kind of customer love and attention you have. To have a business where in month 60,
correct.
Like 5 years after you've acquired somebody,
correct.
I think you're getting more than 50% revenue from
same
customer.
Yes.
But that wasn't an accident. It wasn't just milk-led. So talk about the evolution in the mind, because originally when I met you, first it was largely milk. Then I remember before you had launched your dahi, having the dahi in your office.
Correct.
So how have you thought about it? Because it seems like it's not a dairy business. So
correct.
How do you think about it?
No, so Avid, from day one, the idea was ki, you know, I was always curious ki, yaar, why didn't a milkman expand his portfolio? Because there is so much trust that you've built with your customer, and your customer is there with you for such a long time. if you have the opportunity to give that customer more products following your same philosophy, why not do it? And that was the original thought from the day one, which we have just followed through when we had the money and the opportunity to sort of execute. And you know, one great realization that we had through the course of the journey was, because we were a D2C company, the whole customer se poocho, customer se pooch ke unka problem solve karo, has really helped us a lot.
Yeah.
It has helped us build a very wonderful product development engine.
Yeah.
Where we would just talk to customers, understand the problem, then solve it, launch a very good product, and
send
then
it to them for trial.
Send it to them for trial, get
but
them
by
to
the way,
agree.
It was very unique, and it may not be obvious to people, but you didn't choose to becoming a milk product company and just distributing milk in any retail outlet. Why is that? Why was the model is very different? Maybe explain the model. You're truly a digital first
milkman.
Correct.
No, so the whole model was always ki pehle milkman bano. Like that was the very clear thought process.
Because that's how you're close to the customer.
That's why you have good retention. Aapke paas bahut predictability hai kaam mein. You're not impacted by other factors, and it's a very simple and a singular journey to the customer. And for the longest time, we have stuck to that philosophy to just serve that one customer and, you know, build your world around that customer who you are acquiring. And that sort of kept helping us become bigger and bigger and do more and more with the customer, drive more insights. And it's very, very interesting and fascinating to just go so deep into a customer's mind,
yeah,
to keep solving the problems and to see their excitement and delight when you keep launching.
So with that, let's
launching
I think the
products.
Next question talks about that. So the question is, you just mentioned customer excitement, delight. How do you separate people just being nice to you, saying that, oh, and get potentially a false sense of comfort on product market fit versus real product market fit? Because, you know, people could be giving you positive feedback just because they're being nice.
Yes.
So how do you differentiate between these things?
That's a very interesting question. It's very difficult, firstly, to discern,
yeah,
between these two things. But one thing, अगर कस्टमर बोलता है कि हाँ ठीक है बहुत अच्छा है, देन इट डजंट टेल यू एनीथिंग. यू जस्ट हैव टू प्रोब डीप इनफ. थोड़ा गाली खाने का माइंडसेट होना चाहिए. सो यू शुड बी एबल टू गो डीप इनफ टू द कस्टमर टू अंडरस्टैंड इफ देर इज अ रियल वैल्यू. एंड समटाइम्स वैल्यू ऑल्सो चेंजेस डिपेंडिंग अपॉन हाउ यू प्रेजेंट इट. सो वेन वी मेड अ वेरी गुड मिल्क प्रोडक्ट, वी वर सीइंग ट्रैक्शन, इट वॉज नाइस, बट finally you are selling a commodity,
yeah,
then why would a customer want to buy your milk compared to, let's say, what's commonly available? Then we chose to give milk testing kits to customers, saying that, hey, you know, this is good quality product, why don't you test it for yourself at the doorstep by an independent kit that I am giving you.
Yeah.
So it is about how you are able to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
And this is especially very valuable for brands as a, you know, business model, where how you position and talk about yourself tends to hit a nerve,
yeah,
with customers and then start suddenly taking
but
the business.
This is amazing. I had actually forgotten.
Somewhere else.
Sorry, but I had forgotten this thing that you guys used to do. So not only are you, so the question was, how do you not get a false sense of comfort because people are being nice? So I think one, you said probe, keep probing deeper.
Correct.
And by the way, jab humne bhi calls ki thi, or any other investor who's been investing in Country Delight, when you do the calls, you can tell the difference between customer love and customer satisfaction.
Understood.
Right? Mm. And in your case, we could clearly feel the customer love. But you are actually raising the bar even higher, and you are saying, agar meri kuch value proposition hai, am I ready to fully back it up?
Correct.
And you were sending them testing kits?
Correct. And you have to just present yourself with that level of confidence which inspires a customer to believe you.
Yeah.
Like that is the probably And that's why it's very difficult to discern between, you know, real love versus, you know, general feel good about a particular product, because there is this nuance on how you present yourself.
Yeah.
But at some level you start seeing, like, you know, you get external validation from your investors also sometimes that the love is real, because they are independently vetting you. For me, I will not be able to make that judgment, because as a business we are looking inside out, we are not looking outside in. So when people outside in start giving you that validation, it helps. And then you, when you keep experimenting, you slowly figure it out. Sometimes you figure it out in a day, sometimes you figure it out in 3 months or six months. But yeah, I mean, it's through a little bit of trial and error, again, talking to a lot of people, building feedback loops around you.
But I think this is an important business lesson about inside out versus outside in. By definition, as founders, you'll often end up being inside out.
Correct.
But surround yourself either with people or with tools. I mean, people have customer surveys and so on and so forth, so that you're getting the real feedback
loop
from the ground.
Yes, yes.
So, Chakri, what are our top five products today? How are you thinking about, you know, what is going to be our product portfolio 3-4 years out, so that the people who are listening to it also try the products?
So, Country Delight has the philosophy or the mission to build food products that help people live better. That is the ethos with which we work.
Yeah.
Aaj tak jo bhi kiya, un products mein koi preservative nahi dala. Tried to keep it very natural, very clean, as simple and as closer to nature as possible. And milk continues to be our mainstay. And we have lovely milk value added products like paneer, dahi, hamara ghee, desi dane dar ghee is very, very well loved. We are very excited about the protein wave that is happening in India. We've launched some very, very unique products with the mission to solve protein deficiency in India. And dairy is the best delivery category for solving protein deficiency in India. And again, it's a very meaningful problem for us to solve and gives a lot of personal satisfaction beyond what we are actually, you know, selling to the customer. Snacks is a great space where we see a lot of opportunity to build, you know, clean label, preservative free products. India is a diabetic capital, so there is sugar is a very big problem in India. So again, there is a lot of excitement around products that we can develop there. So our core ethos is to, you know, find and deliver food products that make meaningful difference to people's lives and help India live better.
Very well said. Amazing to hear that. It's amazing that I was going to say that one of the things that stands out about Country Delight, which it does, is that the customer obsession. But it is very interesting that you started off with meaning and you're ending with meaning. And you know, many times we have been getting questions. We didn't cover that one here, but people have said, you know, how important is some of this? And the reality is, business building will go through lots of ups and downs. And you need to have that North Star meaning impact of some sort. And it has to be very personal to you.
Absolutely.
So thank you. Before we end, what advice do you have to all the people who have been asking questions and are thinking about unstarting, I guess, starting?
No, thanks. Thanks, Avi, for having me here. And, you know, we are living in a wonderful time in India. India is so young, so vibrant. You know, I draw a lot of energy from the Gen Z today. We are growing braver. We are growing more experimental as a country. We should just push the envelope, take more risks, and try many new things. Bas risk lena chahiye as a country. That's the only way forward. And as an ecosystem, you know, as a country's ecosystem, we have that the ingredients all out there. So there is a lot of raw potential that we have, and just I would just ask people to become entrepreneurs more than anything.
Superb. Take more risk. There's no downside. You know, worst case, you will do something else again.
So. Correct.
Superb. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers.
You're watching Z47 Moments, the podcast by India's oldest venture capital firm, Z47. If you like this episode, consider hitting the subscribe button and the bell icon so you never miss an update from Z47 Moments.